They all looked at me. It was like being a child again. I was still aware of my guilty flush. "I'm so sorry," I said, watching Mrs. Danvers. "I never thought Robert would get into trouble."
"Is it possible to repair the ornament, madam?" said Mrs. Danvers. She did not seem to be surprised that I was the culprit. She looked at me with her white scowl's face and her dark eyes. I felt she had known it was me all along, and I had accused Robert to see if I would have the courage to confess.
"I'm afraid not," I said. "It smashed in little pieces."
"What did you do with the pieces?" said Maxim.
"It was like being a prisoner, giving evidence. How paltry and mean my actions sounded, even to myself. I put them all into an envelope," I said.
"Well, what did you do with the envelope?" said Maxim, lighting a cigarette, his tone a mixture of amusement and exasperation.
"I put it at the back of one of the drawers in the writing desk," I said.
"It looks as though Mrs. De Winter thought you'd put her in prison, doesn't it, Mrs. Danvers?" said Maxim. "Perhaps you'd find the envelope and send the pieces up to London. If they are too far gone to mend, it can't be helped."
"All right, Frith, tell Robert to dry his tears."